Another episode of The Snack. Breaking news in Marvel Studios. We have been counting down the days to a Silver Surfer announcement. We heard rumblings, you guys remember years ago, of like a maybe a Marvel special presentation. Nothing. Okay, now we get the MCU Fantastic Four casting announcements. We know who these guys are going to be. Pedro Pascal, all the rest. Now we have heard from the direct. Here we go. Klein Felt. Today's April 4th, 2024. This is yesterday, April 3rd. The MCU has cast a Silver Surfer actor, and it's a female, you know, different than what you might be used to if you know Norrin Radd in the comics, or if you watch the Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer. This is totally breaking news. The actor, here we go, Julia Garner, you might recognize from Ozark. That's right, Marty Bird. Dude, she is awesome, though. I'm not even familiar with any Silver Surfer female take, personally, like from reading the Silver Surfer comics I've read so far, from watching the 1998 cartoon, the Fantastic Four movie. I'm not familiar with a Silver Surfer that's a female. So, like, I'm ready for Scotty Scoop to educate us. I know Danny Patron here and Andy have been texting about this. You know, I want to hear about the different takes of it, but just out of the gate, I just want like to set the record straight where I stand. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Silver Surfer is an epic character to me. I don't really care at all who it is. Just give me the Silver Surfer. The Silver Surfer is a Voyager with crazy cosmic powers and has like a really epic personal journey. So I don't really care who goes through it.
Herald of Galactus.
Herald of Galactus is an entry point for that. Like, let's go. Julia Garner, I think she's fantastic. Super pumped for this. But like, what this means, I call this news because it's really made it. Is this official? I guess this is like really fresh is all I'm
this
saying.
This is fresh. This is, as far as I can tell, this is 100% official. It's being shared everywhere, widely. You see it on all the you know, the Screen Rants and the Screen Crush, and everybody's talking about it. 100% official.
All right, give us your reaction, Scotty Scoop, and your take.
I'm excited. This is a character. They're not gender swapping Norrin Radd. Just to be clear to everyone, this is not, quote, the Silver Surfer. This is a character named Shala Baal. And
that's his lady.
That's his lady.
That's Norrin Radd.
That's Norrin Radd's
love. Yes.
That he, you know, made the deal with Galactus.
My Shala Baal.
To save his planet.
Oh, it's so epic. I can hear the music and the lines from 1998's cartoon. My Shala Baal. Just get me back to her.
So as far as Shala Baal being a Silver Surfer, I think it was pretty recently she actually was made a herald of a new version of Galactus along with Norrin Radd. So, yes, comic accurate, Shala Baal is a Silver Surfer.
This is insane, though. Like, how, like, do you start with Shala Baal? Like, is there going to
be? This is the argument I've had with, you know, dudes on the internet all day who have been complaining that they've gone woke and they're gender swapping Silver Surfer. This is just a casting announcement, guys.
Yeah.
This is not, there's nothing on the plot of the movie. We don't know that Norrin Radd is not in this movie and also a Silver Surfer. Like, all we know is this person is Shala Baal and possibly has surfer powers.
And you know what? Little help from the direct. Get to know the Shala Baal Silver Surfer. Fans might see this news and wonder who Shala Baal is. Most general Marvel fans are more than familiar, like Scotty, like and me, who have been kind of following the story of this character. Norrin Radd version of the Silver Surfer. Norrin previously appeared in 2007's Fantastic Four movie and voiced by Lawrence Fishburne. I did not realize that. Julia Garner's take will be different than what you're used to seeing. No big deal. And however, let's see, we got the Earth-X comics storyline from 2000, an alternate universe. Shala Baal becomes the Silver Surfer by the way of Galactus or Norrin Radd. So, like you said, Scott, nothing's been revealed about the story. Like, this could be one of those points,
yes.
You know?
My theory is that this Fantastic Four movie takes place in a completely different universe.
Right.
This is not our regular universe.
You think Pedro Pascal is going to be the leader of the Fantastic Four, Reed Richards.
In another universe.
Okay.
And, you know, everything with the multiverse has been leading up to, we saw at the end of Multiverse of Madness, Clea shows up and says, hey, there's been an incursion. If you know anything about what she's talking about, it's definitely a multiverse story. And I think this whole thing is probably going to be wrapped up with all of these different universes, Fantastic Four, X-Men, our MCU universe coming together into a new age of the MCU.
Very cool.
So I think this is just going to be its own standalone thing.
This is great, too. This is great news because it just means the door is opening.
The door is open.
For all those cosmic stories.
For sure.
Oh, God, yes.
All right, Dan, I want your reaction. What are you thinking about this?
Yeah, I mean, it's as long as I got a good story to tell, like, I think it's cool. Like, she's, you know, a well-known actor, and, you know, I'm excited for this movie and to learn more. And exactly what Scott said, that was my first thought. Like, does it mean the Silver Surfer you know isn't in it?
Right.
I mean, that could be how it ends. Like, it's a multiverse thing, and all of a sudden they show up and Silver Surfer, and they're like, who are you? I'm the Silver Surfer. No, you're not. We know the Silver Surfer. Like, you don't know. Like, people jump the gun on this stuff, and it's like, let's see what it is. You know, there's plenty of superhero movies. I'm like, that looks cool. And then I saw it and I'm like, oh, that was all the good parts were in the trailer.
Yeah.
That was not good. So, you know, I like to judge them after they come out. Look, the other thing is the Fantastic Four is three dudes and one lady. So mixing it up a little bit. Like, it's
for
not
sure.
Like, there's not men in the movie. Give me a break.
Yeah. This isn't the lead of the movie.
Well,
yeah.
Even talking about that woke mentality, I just want to, like, I hear that all the time. And I hear, like you said it, dudes on the internet. You get, like, dudes on the internet. What, like, of course that's going to be, like, the worst.
I don't, you know, all the dudes on the internet, they immediately say, I don't see myself in this movie. It's going to be garbage.
That's a problem. Like, this is where you need to adjust yourself and realize that it's okay for these main, and this is my opinion, by the way, it's okay for these major cash roles to change genders, to change race, to change everything, especially, like, American-made cinema.
Everything is an adaptation.
And
something else that existed, and it doesn't have to be a carbon copy of what already existed.
Doctor Who will tell you this. Like, Doctor Who is like they live and breathe this. And it's cool. It's cool to see, like, your characters transcend and even to, like, evolve and grow.
Yeah.
And the comics that were written 100 years ago, 80 years ago, they were 90% men. So a lot of the stories that are being told nowadays, if you're getting, like, upset about this and you're like, they're changing all the genders of this and it's woke, you need to go, guess what? It is someone else's turn.
Yeah.
And if you're getting mad about it, you need to take a breath and, like, realize that you're still going to get this really epic story. And if that gets on your nerves, you just got to remember, like, we're all in this together. Like, you're female and you're different color, like, brother and sister and whoever is, like, just your teammate. Like, planet Earth, like, if it's time for a woman to be Silver Surfer and, like, Norrin Radd's, like, out and it's Shia LaBeouf and, like, that's our Silver Surfer number one, I'm here for it. All right, Silver Surfer doors open. I'm pumped, obviously.
I'm ready.
We'll be right back. Hello there, Star Wars fans. Logan here from Mostly Superheroes. You know that we love talking all about the stories from a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Like our upcoming Star Wars timeline episode. So it's pretty clear why you'll often find me, Carrie, the Giggler, and Scotty Scoop at one of the most creative, coolest, nerdiest spots in town. We're of course talking about Steve's Hot Dogs in St. Louis. You already know them for their ever-creative hot dogs, brats, bowls, cocktails, crossovers, collaborations, their hashtag Feed the People program, live music, and events, well, every single year on May the 4th, aka Star Wars Day, Steve's Hot Dogs takes things to a whole new level, transforming their eatery into a haven for Jedi, Sith Lords, and droids alike. For a limited time only, you can enjoy specialty items like the Stormtrooper, a G&W bratwurst topped with fresh savory rotini Alfredo, shredded Parmesan, chopped bacon, and crispy fried onions. Take the high ground and get yourself Darth Tater Fries or the Greedo Dog. Want to feel like you're really at Mos Eisley Cantina? Use your fiber cord whip and lasso over rebellious galactic-themed cocktails such as the Baby Yoda. On the day, May the 4th, They'll be having Joystick Drift out to play some of your favorite galactic tunes from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Star Wars trivia at 2 p.m., and costume contest at 3 p.m. And don't take off that helmet just yet. You're also eating the official hot dog of St. Louis. They're all beef hot dogs, cold smoked and grilled to perfection, are legendary in the Lou and beyond. So, fellow nerds, when you're craving a meal that's available right here in our own galaxy, get ready to treat yourself to Steve's hot dogs at an STL soccer match, a Blues game, Battlehawks game, or one of their many locations throughout St. Louis. You can also order online for delivery or pickup. Visit their website, www.stevshotdogsstl.com. That's www.stevshotdogsstl.com. All right, back to the show.
I knew you'd like, I want to see what this is. The most excited out of everybody. So.
Giggler?
Yeah, I'm pumped for this. I mean, Silver Surfer, I don't know shit about fuck. For real, like I watched the cartoon and the Lawrence Fishburne voice in the movie. That's what I know about it. So you're not gonna offend me by casting a woman in this. I love the idea. She's great in Ozark. But it all comes down to the story, like you guys said. I'm really excited for this movie. Like the poster that just came out for 4-4 Day. I think what was that? The Human Torch that was on it. That was really cool. I'm really liking it looks like this is going to be in the past, like a movie that takes place in the past. I think people are guessing just based on like the posters that have been released so far and like the art that's been released. So I think that'd be a pretty cool vibes for this, but how Silver Surfer comes into play, I have no clue. So, I'm really excited to see how this all plays out.
Yeah, you mentioned the Fantastic Four team, Scotty being in another universe, and there's that line from Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness where Doctor Strange is talking to the Illuminati, and he's like, didn't you guys cite in the 60s?
Yeah, chart in the 60s.
Chart in the 60s.
Yeah, like they were a group.
Yeah.
Like a band.
Yeah.
Like the Beatles.
And I felt like, I didn't know if that was like maybe it was like about a band or something.
Well, people are looking into that, that line and saying, oh, what, is this going to take... Is that why nobody is talking about the Fantastic Four? Because they were from the 60s? I think that might have been something that was mentioned. You know, like, I think just in our universe, the Fantastic Four don't exist.
Well, and that's what's cool about this Silver Surfer announcement is that we don't even know if it's a movie or we don't know where
we don't know where she comes in.
Yeah.
In the movie. For all we know, we could get Norrin Radd in this movie.
Yeah.
As Silver Surfer.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just, you know, they're split.
Yeah. Or it's,
maybe they just haven't announced it yet. Maybe they haven't found the actor to do it yet.
Yeah.
Like they found this one and they wanted to get it out there and get some press, you know.
And look, it's working.
It's working.
We're talking hard about it.
There's a lot of people who said there's no such thing as bad press.
And I mean, it's
if people are talking, then people are talking.
And it's hilarious that just this casting, I don't know. I guess like I compare it now to like, okay, female Batman. Like, and it's not Batwoman, but it's Batman.
Batman.
And it'd be, and like his name, it's literally man in the name.
Yeah.
You know, can you imagine the internet?
Oh, man. They would explode.
All right, more to come.
We'll see.
We'll see what's going on. Thanks for the help. The Direct, Marvel Studios, Silver Surfer's coming around the corner. More to come on the podcast. Mostly Superheroes is proud to be funded in part by our sponsors. Mostly Superheroes is funded in part by paying patrons who receive early, ad-free, and exclusive episodes. Subscribe at mostlysuperheroes.com/support. Thank you for supporting your favorite independent podcast. Mostly Superheroes is an independent podcast owned and operated by Kerrigan Ventures in St. Louis, Missouri. Hosted by Logan Janis, Andy Hun, and Scott Swearingen. Brand and creative by Carrie Clark Design. Music by Audionautics. Learn more at audionautics.com. Find more at mostlysuperheroes.com.